This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The postal delivery van, that ungainly fixture of the American landscape, is going to get a makeover. The U.S. Postal Service says it's time to retire its aging fleet. The vehicles guzzle fuel and cost thousands of dollars per truck per year in maintenance. Representatives from car companies are meeting with the post office today to talk over what the next mail truck might look like. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Go back all the way to 1987, the year the Dow Jones closed above 2,000 for the first time, and the Bengals topped the charts.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Yes, it's been that long that America's dogs have been barking at our current mail trucks.
This fleet has served the Postal Service well, but they're just simply nearing or have passed the end of their useful life.
That's a polite understatement from Postal Service spokesperson Sarah Ninivaji. She says the trucks of the future need to be bigger because of all those Amazon boxes.
So the new vehicles will be designed with package delivery more in mind.
The Postal Service will spend billions on 180,000 new mail trucks. That's certainly enticing for car companies, says automotive analyst Tom Libby of IHS. But he adds, there are challenges.
This is not just an ordinary vehicle. It has right-hand drive. It has a door opening on the right. It's not something that a Ford or a GM can just start turning out next week.
The Postal Service wants the new trucks by 2018. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.